This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we have, well, look, we're going to do a flashback for some sound in the week. There's some great stuff. We have, apparently, Marilyn wants to go ahead and murder your baby even after it's born. We'll talk about that. India has the all-time whoopsie when it comes to military stuff. We have questions about my last meal. Where's the dollar going? Are we going to nuclear war? And how would I fight a Carthaginian war elephant? All that and much, much more tonight on The Jesse Kelly Show. But there is one thing we must do first and foremost. Che. Maybe you've heard of him. Ernesto Che Guevara. Scumbag communist. He was underneath Fidel Castro for a while. Castro actually got rid of him because he was such a nutball. So remember all those college students you've seen? You remember all the college students you've seen with the Che, little Che shirt on, Che this and Che that? Just understand he was a psychopathic murderer. All right, well, that's the bad news. The bad news is he was a communist, which automatically pretty much made him a psychopath and a murderer. However, there's a man out there by the name of Mario Tehran. Mario Tehran. He led a group that actually captured Che. This is way back in 1967. He passed away. So, without further ado, let us honor the great man who pulled the trigger on Che in 1967. Gone, but not forgotten, Mario. We will remember you and what you gave this earth for the longest time, good sir. Respect! All right. Let's begin at the beginning here. Because, I mean, there are funnies I could do. I thought about doing some political funnies today because we brought up yesterday, we brought up Rear Admiral Buttigieg when he was running in the primary. And remember, he was sucking it up with black people because, look, black people... the gay thing's a big problem for them in this country. It's not me saying it. Study after study after study says it's a big problem in that community. And so Buttigieg couldn't get any traction. And so he was trying to do the black thing, I guess, whatever he thought that means. So he got a 40 in a paper bag and drank it with some black guys. He did, Chris. And so I was thinking about some of the all-time political funnies, and I thought about doing some of that today. Like today, Eric Adams. I just want to clarify in case you're not aware, he's the mayor of New York, right? Eric Adams, he sees one of his city councilmen walking into City Hall with a Brooklyn Dodgers hat on. A Brooklyn Dodgers hat on. In case you're not aware, Dodgers used to play in Brooklyn, not always LA. All right, Brooklyn Dodgers hat on. But the hat just has a B on it. It obviously looks very old school. This guy, he yells at his own city councilman that this is New York. We don't wear Boston hats here. I love these idiots so much. Honestly, they make the day better. Chris, dig up Maria Salazar again from yesterday. We're playing that thing again. I thought about Elizabeth Warren, maybe the greatest political funny of all time, when Elizabeth Warren is, well, she's made a career of claiming to be part Indian. So she was part Native American, so she's part Indian. And even wrote, submitted recipes to the Indian cookbook, Pow Wow Chow, On My Life, I'm Not Making This Up. And finally, Trump starts hounding her about it, just hounding her about it, calling her Pocahontas. You remember Trump, just, you can't hold back Trump when he's doing stuff like this. And she gets so shamed into it that apparently she goes and takes one of those DNA tests. I've never done one of those. I'm assuming many people have never done one, but I guess the DNA test will tell you, hey, what is your racial makeup? Elizabeth Warren takes one of these and finds out that she is not only not Indian, she's pretty much the whitest person in the history of the planet. Now, if the story just stopped there, that would be one thing, but it didn't stop there. At this point in time, nobody knows that Elizabeth Warren took a DNA test. She took this quietly. She then takes the results that show she's the whitest person on the planet, and she releases the results to the public, claiming they don't show she's the whitest person on the planet. And then we have political genius Maria Salazar, Republican representative from Florida, when being asked about potentially voting on starting World War III.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Yes. So there, without further ado, let's move on because it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We have tons of great questions today. And yes, I'm going to get to anything new. Look, what do you want me to do right now? What do you want me to do? Joe Biden got up today and blamed the oil companies for inflation and said it's not my fault. And we got word yesterday that they actually, of course, just like I told you happened, they had a big closed door meeting where they sat down and tried to figure out what to do about inflation and gas prices. Only it's not the kind of meeting you had or would have. You know, if you and all your buddies got together and I said, hey, sit down, deal with inflation, you would sit down and you would try to come up with things that would fix it, right? People were out there hurting. People can't afford gas, can't afford food. You'd try to figure out how to fix it. No. They didn't have that kind of a meeting. They sat down and figured out how to message it. And there are three parts of the message were: one, blame Vladimir Putin. Two, say it's actually better under Joe Biden. Just blatantly lie to you about two things right there. And three, blame Republicans. So you're about to hear a lot of that. A lot of it. But are we going to do that again on a Friday? You've heard that all day long. I'm not doing it. We're moving on to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Dr. Kelly, my husband is a heavy equipment mechanic and was out of town traveling from Georgia to West Virginia. When he got home, I had your podcast on. He said he had stopped to use the restroom in a Flying J in the Carolinas and said someone was in the stall listening to your podcast as loud as she had it on. Whoever that guy was, he wanted everyone else to listen while he was going number two. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Love the show. Oh, yeah, I very much did get a kick out of that. All right, on to some questions. I live in northern Kentucky in a blue suburb. I want to move to a red area and make it redder. Kentucky has been very pro-mask, and I want to get out by moving to Ohio. You might want to check in on Ohio, too, buddy. Most of my family's from Ohio. I was born in Ohio, so I'm going back to Ohio here in a couple weeks. Got a wedding I got to go to. I know a lot about Ohio. Ohio's been terrible for COVID. Terrible. Their governor sucks. What's that idiot's name? DeWine? He sucks. Anyway, moving on. One place I'm looking at is 50-50 between Republicans and Democrats, but has a great school board. Another place is very Republican, but has a liberal school board. Which would you choose? Thanks. Says I can say his name. His name is Bill. Listen, Let's pause everything for a second. I don't care what you're doing. Pause everything for just 1 second. We'll get back to the questions and everything else. Are you upset about the things that are happening in your country? Of course you are. Of course you are. Are you horrified by the idiots and scumbags we have that lead this culture? Not just politically. I'm not just talking about Biden and these people. When you look around at your culture, at Hollywood, at the education system, at corporations now. We just brought up oil. Remember, the big oil companies are lobbying for more green stuff so they can crush their smaller competitors. When you look around, are you horrified by what's happened to your culture? Of course you are. Of course you are. We have Democrats in one of our major states in Florida openly now screaming that they're not allowed to talk about being trans with a kindergartner. You look at stuff like that, and you're horrified. And I'm horrified. I take breaks just to laugh, just so I don't get caught up in all of it, because it's so bad. Well, it's time to have a talk about why. About how we got there. We're going to talk about how we got there. We're going to talk about the why. Give me just 1 second. First, something else you may be horrified about. The crime, violent crime, theft, rape, carjackings, all of it going through the roof in this country right now. You need to get something you keep on you so you can protect yourself. Unless you have a cop you can carry around in your pocket, you need something to protect yourself with. Get a hero gun. You don't have to love weapons like I do to use a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots these pepper balls. They explode on contact. It does work. It will stop them. Get yourself a hero gun so you have something to fight them off with, all right? Anyone can use it. It's got a laser sight on it. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse, and that gets you a special discount. Get one for yourself. Get one for your spouse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I still can't stop laughing about Eric Adams lecturing someone from his own city council about wearing a hat that he thinks is from Boston, but it's actually from Brooklyn. Man, that just sums up our politics so well. So well. Back to the question. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Back to the question. The guy was... He basically asked, should I move to a kind of 50-50 place that has a very Republican school board, or should I move to a very Republican place that has a liberal school board? And I brought up this point. Are you horrified by what's going on around you? Crime, open borders, I mean, all the filth that's on TV. Are you horrified by your politicians, by how stupid and corrupt and pathetic they are? I know the answer to all that's yes. I know you look around and you see a drag queen that's 11-year-old drag queen dancing on Good Morning America while the hosts clap like seals, and you think to yourself, how'd this happen? What happened? How did it happen so fast? When did the world go nuts? Well, I'm horrified too. To answer your question, move to the Republican area and take over your school board. It happened because of education. There is this way of thinking, or there has been this way of thinking on the right that is just as pie in the sky as some of the things the communists believe. And that way of thinking is, oh, live and let live. Oh, you know, kids, you know the thing about kids, they shouldn't learn any of our politics or values. Just teach them math. That's all they need is math. That's how we've thought forever. Maybe you've said it. I guarantee you, I've said it at some point in time. Believe me, I'm not lecturing anybody. Oh, we need to get politics out of schools. I don't want anyone to learn politics. You're wrong. I was wrong. They're going to learn from a human being when they walk into a classroom, whatever that is.
Maybe you homeschool. Good for you if you do, by the way. Maybe you homeschool. Maybe it's a public school. That's what I went to, obviously. Obviously. Big shock. Maybe it's a public school. Maybe it's a private school. But it doesn't matter where they go. There's not going to be a math machine teaching them math. There's going to be a flesh and blood human being teaching them. Now, let me ask you something. When you meet somebody, someone new, how long do you think it takes that person to figure out your politics? Not long, right? Now, you're probably not like the communists where you just waterboard them with it right off the bat, but they're going to figure out your politics or at least make a really good guess before too long. Why? Because your politics, it's downstream. That we say politics is downstream of culture. It's actually downstream from who you are, from what's inside of you. It's going to come out of you. Inevitably, you are going to push your politics lightly or heavily on the people around you. The same thing happens to your children. Your children are going to learn from a flesh and blood adult. And if that human being is a scumbag communist, your children are going to learn to despise you, your values, themselves. They always teach them to hate themselves. Remember, that's a huge part of it. And they're going to learn to despise their country. If you look around right now at the United States of America and you're horrified by what has happened, it has happened because of the education system in this country. Because for so long, we have just allowed the communists to have it. And now, it's not that we have a bunch of kids who hate America and hate their parents and hate themselves. Oh, no. That was decades ago. Now we have a bunch of adults. Now that CEO, he learned that America sucks in grade school. And then as he slowly progressed, he learned more and more about just how bad America sucks. And then he went off to Harvard. He was one of those great students. Of course, got to get Aiden into Harvard. Went off to Harvard. And that's where they really put the finishing touches on how much America sucks and how great communism is. That's, you have Yuri, Chris? Listen to this.
Demoralization, it takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism.
That was, of course, former KGB agent Yuri Bezmenov after he defected to the West and said what the Soviets were doing in our school. Remember, this was done purposely. The communist teacher today isn't still connected to the Soviet Union. His teacher. He was several lines down away from it, so he doesn't know that he's pushing Soviet-era communism, but that's what he is. Anyway, back to what I was saying. We've spent so long now, so many years, teaching kids from a grade school level, now all the way up to finishing school level, that America is a wretched place, America sucks, it's evil, and it's racist, and it's everything else. Now, they run our culture. It's not just that there are politicians on the Democrat side and half the Republicans too. It's that the entire administrative state in the United States of America hates America. All of Hollywood, they hate America. I'm friends with a couple actors I've brought up before. Kevin Sorbo. You remember the TV series Hercules? That's Kevin Sorbo. And he makes those Christian films. Now, a lot of you have seen him, like God's Not Dead and whatnot. They actually kill at the box office, but he's still an actor and a producer. But you talk to Kevin about the business of Hollywood, and Kevin will tell you, hey, listen, you can come out as almost anything and Hollywood will be fine. You can get arrested for murder. You can get arrested for rape. Hollywood will accept you. You come out as a Christian, buddy, you're never working again. How'd that happen? We taught our kids that. We taught it to the next generation, and then the next generation, and then the next generation. We sent them off for 7-8 hours a day where they learned just how bad America sucks. And we did that for decade after decade after decade. And then we were shocked when we showed up one day. St. George Floyd died, and it looked like the whole country hated the country. And we all looked around and thought, how did that happen? Well, that's how that happened. Kids are taught who they are. They're taught who they are. There's a saying the right has used forever. And it's dead wrong. And every time I hear it now, it just boils my blood. You know what that saying is? I'll tell you in a second.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, you see this? Career criminal indicted on murder charge, freed without bail by New York City judge. I'm telling you, man. I've got to tell you. You know, I'm going to get back to that in just a second. I want to finish my thought on education, on my Ask Dr. Jesse question. In case you missed it, I've been going off about how we look around and we're horrified by the culture, and we don't understand how it happened. It happened because we taught kids in schools to hate themselves, their parents, and their country. That's how we ended up here. We now have a country full of people who don't appreciate it at all. Many of them flat out hate the place. And there has been this way of thinking on the right that I absolutely detest. Winston Churchill is one of my favorite historical figures. Most people on the right love Winston Churchill, so you're probably nodding your head right now. Oh, yeah, I love him too. I love him too. So take this for what it's worth, but he had a saying out there, and people on the right love this saying, and I despise it, and it's dead wrong. And that saying was this: if you're under 30 and not a liberal, you have no heart. And if you're over 30 and not a conservative, you have no brain. And I'm not mad at Winston. I'm mad at us for accepting that as some kind of truth. People on the right for ages. And I'm sure I've repeated that quote. So again, I'm pointing at myself here. People on the right for ages have convinced themselves, well, it's just normal for all the college kids to be communists. They'll grow out of it when they get a paycheck. That's a bald-faced lie. No, they won't. No, they haven't. They didn't grow out of it. They grew more powerful. They now run the country. They now run the country. Look no further than Disney's CEO openly campaigning so they can teach your kids how to be a transsexual in kindergarten. How's that happen? Go look at his education history. That'll tell you how that happened. Look at the education of the people in his boardroom telling him to do that. That'll tell you how that happened. We must get in the classroom, take over the school boards, and not take politics out of it. Push your values. American values should be pushed in the classroom. Freedom, good. Limited government, good. Doing the right thing, good. Government spending too much, bad. This is right. This is wrong. And you don't have to avoid cultural issues either. And again, I don't care how much this offends anybody. It is a fact. You don't have to approach this from a religious standpoint or anything else. It's simply a fact of history. You know what makes strong countries? You know? Strong families. Strong families make strong countries. Weak families make weak countries. Therefore, what we should be pushing in school is young men should marry young women, stay married, and make lots of babies. Fact. That's a fact. I brought it up before. Pre-World War I, what was France and Britain? What were they worried about when it came to Germany? Germany was a pretty new country then. What were they worried about? Their birth rate. They were looking at the birth rate. They're like, oh, those daggone Germans, they keep getting married and making lots of babies. What are we going to do? That's what we should push in school. Do you think it's an accident all of a sudden? We have this explosion of kids wanting to be trans and wanting their twig and berries lopped off. Oh, and then, of course, what comes with that is horrible anxiety and depression and child suicide. Of course, those follow right behind it. You think that's an accident? Oh, whoops, something must be in the water this year. That's on purpose. That's because it's pushed. And how sick are these freaks? They're mad they can't push it. Children will learn what you push on them. They will. Run for school board. Every school board. There are so many blood red areas in this country with completely liberal school boards because we don't ever think about it. It's boring. I mean, who wants to go sit in a school board meeting? It's boring. It's not sexy. You're not talking to any pretty girls being on the school board. I want to be in Congress, baby. Yeah, but we need you on the school board. We have to take the school boards back in this country and start pushing pro-America curriculum. We have to. I mean, you're mad about like things like this judge. I just brought up this New York City judge. Career criminal. Career criminal. Indicted on, must be a lesser offense. Let me check here. Oh, no. Indicted on murder and totally turned loose. Completely turned loose. Oh, go ahead. No bail. It's fine. 67-year-old dude. Eugene Clark is his name. He's been committing crimes his entire life. Judge looks at this, indicted in murder. Judge looks at him and says, okay, go ahead. You're good. Okay. You want that changed? Well, how do you think you're going to change it? You can't vote out the judge. You're in New York City. You're not voting out the judge. Maybe we should start producing a new crop of judges that don't hate the country. You remember recently, speaking of judges and law and just how deep the rot goes. And then we're going to move on. I'm going to get to some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Speaking of that, you remember, maybe you saw an internet video recently of Ilya Shapiro is his name. Doesn't matter if you know him or not. He's a friend of mine. But Ilya Shapiro, he's one of these law genius types, and he got a big shot job with Georgetown Law. Georgetown Law is a majorly important law school, one of these big time law schools. So he gets his job at Georgetown Law. Right about this time, Joe Biden steps up to the microphone after Justice Breyer, the Supreme Court Justice Breyer, announces he's going to retire. And Joe Biden steps up to the microphone and says, hey, I'm going to get a black woman to replace him. Ilya Shapiro puts out something on social media saying, okay, so we're just going to pick somebody lesser because she's a black woman. It was pretty benign tweet. Everyone knew what he was saying. Ilya Shapiro now, everywhere he goes, in law schools, remember, I'm not talking bottom of the barrel, some Antifa protest, law schools, the people who are going to be the lawyers and judges of tomorrow, shout Ilya Shapiro down in unison everywhere he goes now. They'll do chants in the middle of his classroom so he can't speak anymore. I need to emphasize this again. We're not talking about a couple wingnuts with pink hair on the sidewalk. We're talking about the lawyers. We're talking about the politicians, because every daggone politician seems to have been a lawyer at some point in time. What a shock. We're talking about the judges. You're mad that some 67-year-old career criminal scumbag indicted on murder is out walking free eating Mickey D's as we speak on the streets of New York City? It all comes back to the classroom. Either we take over education in this country. I don't mean inch our way back in. I mean take it over and purge every communist from the school board and the teacher rules. Unless we do that, then honestly, everything else is just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Everything. All right. Chris thought my saying I hate the most about the right was going to be the silent majority. Look, I hate that one too, but it's the same reason. It's way up there. I hate it for the same reason. What it is it's something you do it, and I've done it too, again. You do it, I do it. We say it not because it's true, because we like to comfort ourselves with it. Oh, we're the silent majority. What does that matter? Majority doesn't mean anything. A small percentage of any nation actually controls the direction of the nation. I'll see people say this when I talk about the divide of America and how America is divided. You'll see people say things like, that's not true. Like 20% of the country hates the other 20%. Yeah. That's the 20% that matters. With all due respect to, oh, I don't watch politics, the game's on guy. Dude, I respect you. That's fine. Go have a nice life. But you don't matter. You're not going to have any say in what this country looks like in the future at all. You want to sit on the sidelines, go, but don't think you get to call the plays. Someone else is going to be out there playing. The people who make the decisions are divided. We must get involved. Silent majority doesn't mean squat unless we choose to use it and use our power. All right. That's a lot of that was a lot, Chris, to open and ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to lighten it up. I'm fine. We're going to lighten it up. Someone wants to know what's on my bucket list. Oh, I got things on my bucket list, Chris. Super smart person things. Hang on. I'll explain in a second. Now, I understand inflation is obviously on everybody's mind. And we're going to talk about that some today. Inflation and gas prices. And we talked about it last night. The average family, $296 a month inflation's already costing them. So I understand that. Maybe you're looking for a way to cut costs in your life. When's the last time you used that timeshare you have? And maybe this is the point where you're yelling at the radio, Jesse, I tried to get out of it. I can't. Now, that is common. These companies, they lock you in and you can't ever get out of it. The fees, the assessments, they never end. Lone Star Transfer can get you out of it. They've been doing this for over a decade. 16,000 owners legally and permanently are out of their timeshare fees because of Lone Star Transfer. It's a family-owned company. They have the reputation they have for a reason. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give them a call. The no-obligation consultation is free. Free. 844-310-2646. That's 844-310-2646. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yeah, look, I understand. I understand the stresses out there right now of pain at the pump, and I'm going to get more. I have more inflation questions. Someone wants to know if we're going to nuclear war. And do remember that right now what you're seeing is a very focused messaging effort out of the White House to make sure you don't blame them. They're not trying to fix inflation or fix gas prices. They're just trying to fix who you blame. I mean, this is White House Chief of Staff. Look, you just haven't internalized it yet.
I've worked in the White House twice before in times of economic recovery. What I can tell you is that the economy comes back first and voters internalize that second. They need to see that the positive signs they're seeing.
You internalize it second. Why haven't you done that? Why haven't you internalized it yet? This is your problem. This economy's doing great. You haven't internalized it. And I do love this new shift. Joe Biden got up today and he said, well, these oil companies are charging too much. Why don't they make more oil? When they've all openly campaigned on less oil.
We are going to have to graduate from the gas tax because we're going to have to graduate from gas.
I've argued against any more oil drilling or gas drilling on federal lands.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel.
Okay. Why do they want to produce more oil? Oh, look, don't blame me. The president himself said it today. Why don't the oil companies produce more oil? I don't understand. This is another guy with the White House, Brian Deese. He doesn't sound like he wants to produce more oil.
The only viable path to energy independence for the American economy is to reduce the energy intensity of our economy overall, and ultimately to reduce it.
Just want to pause that for a second, because we're not going to gloss over this. Remember, we talked about this a lot last night. Reduce the energy of the economy. I'm going to start this again. I want you to pay attention. Listen to what he says.
The only viable path to energy independence for the American economy is to reduce the energy intensity of our economy overall.
Reduce the energy intensity of our economy overall. What do you think Mr. Brian Deese means by that? We need less. We must destroy it. They've said over and over and over and over again, their desire is to get away from oil, reduce oil, destroy our economy. Well, here we are. It's destroyed. I'll start them again from the beginning.
The only viable path to energy independence for the American economy is to reduce the energy intensity of our economy overall, and ultimately to reduce it to zero and get ourselves to a position where we're no longer reliant on fossil fuels. That's a long-term project, but what we're seeing today and the geopolitics and the economic pain should only reinforce our efforts to try to move there more quickly.
Okay. All right. Let's pause for just 1 second. We're going to have to be all over it with each other. Somebody, I told you about buying a cow the other day. Don't worry. I'll get back to that again tonight if you're worried about that. I'll get back to that soon. But I brought up buying a cow to save money. We're all going to have to do things to save money here in the future. I mean, Goldman Sachs, did you see today they talked about 35%? They could see inflation at 35% this year. This year. Now, I hope they're wrong, but those New Yorkers, those New York finance guys, they do know a little bit about markets, huh? Maybe you've heard. They know a little bit about markets. Chris, don't point to you. Okay, yes. Yes, Chris. Lots of them are Jewish. All right, that's a stereotype. You know, sit this one out. Either way, we all have to figure out how to save some money. Why don't you go get some sheets from MyPillow? Say thanks to MyPillow for all the work they've done on our elections, trying to make sure the integrity's there, all the work they've done. Remember Mike Lindell bringing 10,000 MyPillows up to the trucker convoy? And right now, 60% off Giza Dream Sheets. 60. That's the lowest price ever. You can get them as low as $39.99. You got to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Jesse, and you can get Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Or maybe you're on the road. I know we have a lot of truckers. That's cool. Call 800-845-0544. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go get yourself a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets, all right? All right, it's enough of that for now. Now, just one final thing on the schools, on the kids, and on the, how they have to learn. Why do we have this explosion all of a sudden of, quote, trans kids and gay kids and furries? And why is this happening? Did something change in the water? No. Again, it's being taught and it's being pushed by teachers like this.
The goal of the transition closet is for our students to be able to wear the clothes that their parents approve of, come to school, and then swap out into the clothes that fit who they truly are. And I use the idea that this is like Superman changing in a phone booth. But that idea actually goes a lot further than that, because Superman isn't Clark Kent. Clark Kent is actually the disguise. And when Clark Kent goes into the phone booth, he transforms into Superman, who's really just who he truly is, Kal-El. And so this gives our trans students the opportunity to be the superheroes that we know they are.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine why kids are all of a sudden all coming out of the closet at the age of 3. Gee, I can't imagine why that would be. Remember this. Chris, pull up that Yuri clip again. Remember, this was purposefully done. They purposefully took over our education system quite some time ago. This was decades ago. And they did it on purpose because they knew they couldn't take us on economically or militarily, but they knew they could destroy us from within.
Demoralization, it takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least 3 generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism.
And that's why. People get confused about like the Florida bill. Why? All Florida did was they passed a bill and they said, hey, just don't talk to my kids about sex. As a kindergartner, don't talk about sex at all. And the reaction to it has stunned people on the right. I can't believe it, Jesse. I don't understand. Listen, they want your child broken and separated from you. Broken and separated from you. And until you accept that's what they want, you'll never be able to understand these people and take them on. What better way to Chris, why are you playing music? What was that? No, play it. No, now you played it, Chris. Now I want to hear it. What song was it? Oh, that's a good song. What's the name of that song?
That's not very nice, Chris. He said the name of the song is Loser Like Me. You know what, Chris? That's not very nice at all. What, was this supposed to be the end of the segment? I haven't been timing anything. Am I supposed to stop talking? All right, listen. They want your child broken. If they can break them, they can get your child to question everything about themselves, including their gender. Well, then that child's putty in their hands and they can do what they want. That's why they go so hard after your kids. Oh, we still got a couple hours left. It's Ask Dr. Jesse time. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.